Hi, welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. My name is Paul Pardee, and I'm here with Jerry O'Brien. And we're working through the top 20 C# questions. These are questions that a lot of developers have asked on the internet, and we're providing you a walkthrough of code to show you some of the answers to those questions. And right now we're working on number 16 in our series, this first series. And this question relates to how we make a text box that only accepts numbers. So you want a text box, you don't want to be able to use text in that text box, and you want the box to only accept numbers when you type it in the keyboard. And we're going to show you how to do that in this session. All right, so just very quickly, there's a couple of ways to do this. One is that you can use the control that's bundled with Visual Studio called the numeric up-down control. This is actually the preferred method because the control wraps up all the functionality that you need, and you don't have to worry about all the edge cases. It takes care of everything for you. It accepts keyboard input as well as there's an up-down arrow keys that you can use with this control, and we'll show you that in just a moment. You can use that to increment your numbers as well. So it uses keyboard or the embedded up-down arrows, and it handles all of the functionality that you'd need. So that's the way to go. We're using Visual Studio 2013, so it's in that version of Visual Studio. In previous versions, you'd have to check to see if that control is included. If it's not included, or if you want to use an alternate method, if you want more control over your text box and what it can accept, you can create a regular text box and then just handle the key press event, which we'll show you how to do. And with that key press event, you can actually filter out the characters that you don't want the text box to accept. And we're going to show you how to filter out alphanumeric, but you can filter out any key that you'd like. So we'll show you how that works as well. So let's go ahead and go to to Visual Studio, and we'll show you how each of these controls looks. So the first thing you'll see here is we've got two controls on our form, a very plain form. I would never ship this to a customer, but this is good for demo purposes. So the first control is that numeric up-down. You can see there's a zero already in it because it only accepts numeric. And you can see these up and down arrows. When the program is running, if you click on the up arrow, it'll increment the number by one. If you click on the down arrow, it'll decrement the number by one. Or you can type in any number that you'd like using the keyboard. So it's a nice, well-wrapped control. It works great, and it will provide all the functionality that you need. I'll show you how it works when we actually run the program, but I'm going to talk through the code for the filtered text box because that's a little bit more interesting from a programming perspective. We're actually able to filter this all out using one line of code, which is kind of cool. So I'll click on my text box. This is just a regular text box control. I did want to show you just a couple of things. A lot of times you want to create a control that will filter out a password. And there's actually a lot of properties of this control that will allow you to do some of those things. Let me see if I can find. So you can actually have the control. You can set up a password character. So as you're typing in a password, you can have it show hash marks or asterisks. And you can set that as a property there. And then there's another property. Let me see if I can find it here. Let's see. It actually allows you to set a flag that will tell it only to use this as a password, a hide selection. So you can actually hide characters as you're typing them in. It will accept characters, but it will actually hide them. And then you can set it as a password box as well. So the point is that you should look at these properties. If there's something that you want to do, check the embedded properties for the control before you start rolling your own, because Visual Studio will give you, a lot of the controls will give you some of these features that are very helpful before you have to actually write anything against them. All right, so for this one, though, we're actually going to filter out alpha keys, and it will only accept numbers by using code. So what we're going to do is intercept the, or handle, I should say, the key press event for that text box. So as a user is pressing keys on the keyboard, we're going to handle that event. And in that event, we're going to do certain things that will prevent that text box from showing alpha keys and only show numeric. And again, we're going to do that in one single line. You can break this out into multiple lines if you like to explicitly show your code. This is a nice, efficient way to do it. What we're going to do in that key press event is take the event arguments, which is being put into the E variable here. So all the event arguments are in E. And we're going to take the handled property. We're going to actually set the handled property for that event. And it's if the handled property is set to true, that means that the event was handled and the code execution will stop for that event. It actually will tell the text box that, yes, we've already handled this event. We don't need to do anything further. It's actually a Boolean value, a true-false, and we want to set it to true as soon as we have. I'm sorry, we want to set it to true if we have alpha keys, so that we'll essentially say we don't want to show any alpha keys in our text box. If we don't have alpha keys, we want those numbers to show up in the box, so we'll set it to false, which means that event will continue to process the keys that are input into the text box.
Yeah. Okay? So I think a better way of putting that, too, is as Paul's kind of explaining this, if we think about saying e.handle equals true, what we're telling Visual Studio, or what we're telling the compiler is, hey, we took care of handling that event. So somebody pressed the key, you don't need to do anything, we handle it, we took care of it. But we didn't actually do anything, right? So we didn't write an event handler for it, we didn't do anything to change it, we didn't pop up message boxes. We just said, we got it, we handle it, and the text box says, hey, okay, fine. As a result, in behind the scenes, that text box will not display
correct
any value because it's no longer handling it. We've taken control out of the hands of the text box. But if the value comes back and says that it's false, it means, well, we're not handling it, so text box, you handle it, and that's where the text box will display the numeric value.
Right, and that's exactly the important point. The point is, if it's handled, then those characters will not show up in the text box. If it's unhandled, the text box will take care of it and actually display the characters, and that's the relevant point for what we want to do here. Yeah. So if we look at the one line of code, we're going to set the handled property only if... to true only if the character is not a digit. So that means if it's not a numeric value, then it's going to be set to false, and the text box will display whatever we type in. If it's set to true, then it won't show those characters. So we only want it to show the characters if they're numbers. If they're not numbers, then nothing will happen. And you're not going to be able to see me press the keys, but that's what will happen on screen when we do this. So I'm going to go ahead and run the project. And you can see we have our numeric up down box here. And as I said earlier, we can increment those just by pressing the arrows, or I can put a number in there. If I want to type in a number and then increment, it'll just pick up to where, based on whatever I typed in. So again, this is the preferred method because everything's neatly wrapped, and it provides all the conditions for the error cases and the edge cases that you might want to consider. But in case you want a little bit more control, or you don't want to use that, the control is not available, then you can roll your own by using a generic text box, which we have below. So again, the way that we've programmed this is if we type in a number, it should show. If we type in a letter, it should not. So what I'm going to do first is type in a few numbers just to show you that they show up. Now I'm going to type in a few letters, alpha keys. And you probably can't hear the keyboard being pressed, but I'm pressing the keyboard and nothing's happening because we're essentially handling that event and we're telling the text box don't show what we're pressing on the keyboard. So numbers work, characters don't. And I'm actually pressing the minus key now and the equal key, and nothing else is showing because it's not a digit. That's what that command says. Only show what we're typing into the text box if the character is a digit. If it's not, then essentially escape out or handle the event. So those are two very easy ways to handle masking essentially a text box only to show numbers. And you can see if you handle that key press event, there's a lot of other things you could do. You can handle only alpha keys, for example, and filter out all numbers or whatever you'd like to do in that key press event. And you can use methods and write code to handle all that stuff. Again, the preferred method is to use the numeric up down. Otherwise, you can handle the key press event for a text box.
Yeah, and a couple of extra points to add in here, too, is that if we think about how the code functions, in the past, I've seen some people handle it or attempt to handle that same functionality with the text changed of the property of the box itself, of the text box. The issues that you'll run into if you attempt to do it from text changed is that if you, even in your code, if you were to handle the event where a letter popped up or somebody entered a letter and you did some manipulation on the text box. You would have to do the manipulation on the text box to mimic that same behavior that Paul had with the handle event, so that the letter would not actually show up in the text box. But as you handle that event and as you change the text, so if we type the letter A into that numeric text box and we handle that in the text change event, and the as soon as you enter A, text change is fired. And as soon as your code deletes that A, text change is fired again. And so you could get into this whole circular functioning. So it becomes a little more complex to try to do it in the text changed event. And that's why the key press event is the one that is really key for how to use that. So
yeah, and if you saw the code when we had Visual Studio up, we had actually the text changed event in there in the code, and we were playing around with some ideas. It got too complicated for this demo, but you can handle the event that way. And then we also had commented out another section of code. If you go back and look at the video, you can see we had done some other things to try to show you some different ways that you can handle that that numeric filtering. But the method we showed you, we think, is the most straightforward and the easiest way to do it.